not, you know.
It's so great. It is. Yeah. This is love. I love the sound. I haven't heard it in a year. I'm sorry. I'm being weird.
Oh, the Lacuna days.
Gee, that's all I'm thinking about. Like, Lacuna, baby. Listen. This is.
Listen.
Yeah.
This is Lee Grossman,
Alex Garrett,
and Jason Yachino from Street Noise Magazine, and you're now listening to
Invisible Podcast Radio.
Sauce!
Ooh, yeah.
Let's
that
go!
Perfect. Hey guys, what's good? It's your girl Chelsea Sincere of Invisible Podcast Radio. And next to me, I have the young T. Timmy.
Yes, what's T. Mary Elizabeth, how y'all doing? This is, we back on the SoundCloud.
Literally, real quick. Episode five.
Season two.
Yo, yes. It actually feels good because it feels like back in the day.
I know.
Like, I want to start singing that back in the day.
I'm not a kid anymore. Okay. Okay, that's out.
All right. But anyway, yeah, y'all, right now we are in Mystery Street Recording Studios. Shout out to Jamal right now, who's behind the scenes right now, BTS.
Yes.
Holding it down. And in the room right now, we have the founders and one of the journalists of Street Noise Magazine.
How's it going? Ooh.
What's good, y'all? What's
up? How y'all feeling today on this Friday?
Fantastic. And cold.
Yes. Cold, very definitely cold. Thank you guys for making
me cold.
Dope. I think everybody is cold outside today.
Yeah, but you know, like, Chicago. It was just like spring 2 days ago, and then it's back to winter. It's still winter.
If you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. That's what they say.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah. In Chicago, very bipolar. But to kick it all off, to get to this swing of things, you guys introduce yourself one by one.
Left to right. Let's get it.
Left to right.
My right.
Me.
Yes, you.
My name's Lee. I started Street Noise like a little over a year and a few months ago with Jason over there. Ever since then, I've kind of just done whatever needed to be done, whether it was writing articles, helping like produce music videos on set, pitching in ideas for new events, reaching out to artists, whatever it was. I was kind of just down
to do it. Just flowed your way through. You're like the water in the...
Exactly.
I feel it.
What's up? I'm Alex Garrett. I actually was not one of the founders of Street Noise. I was managing another artist, and one thing led to the other, and Jason reached out and said, "Hey, man, I need an extra hand. Can you help me run this, write articles, and do whatever?" So I said, "Yeah, of course." So it just kind of spiraled, and so now it's me just kind of directing most of it on the business side, and Jason's taking full leap with the whole creative side, which he'll talk about real quick.
Dope.
Booyah. I'm Jason, and like Lee said, founded Street Noise with him and another homie from high school. Creative director, I'd say, is kind of my position now. So whether that be with videos or mostly videos now, but everyone's not like photos and graphics, stuff like that.
Dope. So I would say, guys, how long have you guys been like in the running
with the August 2017. We started, I think, right?
Well, that's okay. So yeah, the idea was born. Yeah, kind of like August of 20. No, dude, it was 2018.
Mm.
It was
senior like hold
year.
On.
Oh, you're capping.
I love it. Sure. Yo, Lee's like, I'm sorry, I'm going through the snap.
Sure.
Like,
yeah, no,
you're
okay.
Not about
it
to tell
20,
me
20,
the wrong answer right now.
The idea was kind of like established August 2017. And then we officially opened up
like the first issue.
And like, it was like a real thing November 30th.
Cool.
Okay, cool. So really quick, I'm just interested, like, more so you guys said, like, how you guys kind of came together, but what really birthed the idea fully of Street Noise Mag? Like, what was missing that you felt like was needed that you guys created this?
That's a great story.
You want to?
Yeah, so I can kind of go into, like, the beginning of the thing. So it all started kind of, like, I was getting into concert photography,
and I was
watching videos, dudes like Gibson Hazard and... just like a bunch of crazy videographers. I was like, yeah, I want to do that. So I like would try and kind of get in shows with my camera, but you can't really do that. I found out you need like a press pass. So I was like doing research, and I was like, okay, how do I get a press pass? Well, you need to be part of the press. So then it was like, okay, who do I know? Like a magazine or like a newspaper or something that I can like kind of get plugged in and go to these shows. And then this is where like Lee kind of came in, is where I was like thinking that. And then I emailed, it was a Made in Tokyo show. One of the people at Concord Music Hall and was like, yo, blah, 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 like looking for a press pass, like just like as a kid. And he was like a homie and like helped me out. He was like, yeah, like I get you in with plus one. So I was like, Lee, let's go. So
you're excited,
we're pumped about it.
Yeah.
Ended up not even be able to get my camera in.
What?
Like, damn, why was that though?
Yeah. Right. That was the point.
That was literally the whole goal.
That was the goal.
I know. But he like was still cool and let us go in. So it's just like a free show. So it's cool.
That's love.
Then that was kind of like the idea. Like we talked about it like on the drive down. We're like, okay, what if we did this? Like started our own magazine type thing. Mm-hmm. And it was almost in a joke way. Yeah. Like it was like a fake thing.
So you guys didn't take it serious.
No, it's because we wanted it was honestly.
It was just to go to shows.
Yeah, like, go to shows for free.
Y'all funny.
So we like made a fake email.
Get out, bro.
Of like, it was originally called Chicago Based Magazine.
Yeah. Chicago Based. Wow, there's a lot of those. That's definitely.
Oh, man. They're like press pass. That's all I need.
Chicago Based. Yeah, no,
literally.
So, and I it feel was it. Like, it based really was not even federal. But right, yeah, so. We started emailing venues, and, like, a few of them got back and was like, sure, like, you got it, like, press pass. So that was sick.
Yeah.
And then kind of then we brought in our homie Andy, who, like, we're really close with, and mm-hmm. he was, like, really into the same scene. So we just started going to shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then along the line, we, like, met a lot of people, a lot of artists. Like, we would introduce ourselves, like, after the shows and, like, stay after and talk to people. And then it was cool. It was like we became known as like the magazine kids.
Literally, the Chicago-based magazine kids.
Small little like underground rap scene in Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. So you guys are kind of like building your own little like clan of people.
That was those were the easiest shows to get into. Were like the smaller ones, and then we started building relationships because it was like kind of the same people.
Mm-hmm. Dope.
And then we just started doing like music videos and all that stuff.
Yeah. Taking so it more then seriously. Then we're like, all right, let's do this. And then we like made a website and. Changed it to Street Noise Magazine. And yeah, started doing music videos and recap videos and such.
I feel it.
So,
So
I like that.
Yeah. So, Alex, how did you find your way through, like, as they were building, right? Like, what was the, you know what? I'm going to rock with y'all and actually, you know, besides him hitting you up, what was that deep motivation for you, though?
They reached out to an artist I was managing at the time.
Uh-huh.
And they... Just like they had been doing with other artists, they reached out and said, hey, we'd love to shoot a music video for you. So as I understand, they reached out and said, we'd love to shoot a music video for you. Their homie, who used to be one of the photographers, Ian, is a great photographer. He's got like a cool little crib, and I think Pilsen. And so me and the artist I was with, we just pulled up to this house with a bunch of strangers who said they're going to shoot a music video. Just see what's gonna happen. We actually, literally. It was a pretty good music video.
Dope.
But you know that relationship. You said what?
Pretty good.
It was really good actually. But
that's what's up, guys.
That relationship with the artist kind of just like came to a halt. It was kind of just one of those like unhealthy relationship type things.
Mm-hmm.
So it was. Ironic, it was the evening where me and that artist kind of like split different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I was kicking it with Jason that evening on some let's just network, let's hang out, let's learn more about each other. Because at that point, we had done two music videos together with Street Noise and our artist. We were just kicking it. We just wanted to get to know each other outside of business. And that evening on speakerphone, this artist said, yeah, we can't work together anymore.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah, divine order and timing, we talk about it all the time.
Yeah, so it's like this really long story, but that's basically what it is. And then Jason was just, it was just this awkward silence for about 30 seconds, and Jason said, you're with us now. Let's just get to work right now.
Word. Look at that link.
That is so, like organic and, like, synchronized, because more so the artist was, like, the bridge to you guys. Like, that was the middle ground. Like, that, him... was the thing that needed to bring you guys together. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, it wasn't really a loss. It was all a gain and all everything. Yeah. Because it was, like, synchronized for this to happen to birth the greatness that is now Street Noise Mag. For real.
Yeah, definitely.
It was definitely a really low point for me. At that point, I was... So, I started working with this artist when I was a junior in high school officially. Oh. I worked with him junior, senior year, and I was his manager. And me, just being a high school kid, I didn't really know what I was doing. I just knew that I loved the music. I loved the industry. I wanted to learn more about the business side of it. I knew I was never going to start rapping. So I was like, well, I'd love to be around rappers. So I was doing everything I can to learn and just help him get to where he had to be. And I actually chose not to go off to college. I could have gone off to both University of Missouri and Miami of Ohio. And I chose to stay in Chicago and actually not even go to Harold Washington just so I can invest all my time into him.
I feel
it. And it still didn't work out. So that was pretty low, but I tell everyone who tells me they have a low point, I just tell them that story. And had that not happened, I wouldn't be here, you know, meeting, you know, the dozens and dozens and dozens of artists I'm working with.
Yeah.
The artist I'm managing right now, who's definitely next up. So everything happens for a reason.
Everything.
The whole time.
Right. So beautiful.
So for the month of January and February of 2019, Invisible Podcast Radio, we have our theme of MIA, right? Manifestations in Action. More so reflecting on why are you MIA? More so because I'm building and manifest, you know, I would say in a sowing seeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Planting what is needed for that growth within yourself and then also in your craft and what you do. So building that, looking at knowing that you're behind the scenes before a reason, for a purpose, more so feeding into the wants for yourself, for that manifestations in your life within the year. So two questions, right? First question, what exactly would you guys say within the time frame of 2017, November, right? Going into the present day, looking at how 2018 was, right? Because realistically speaking, when you guys dropped it, it was like 2 months within a year, right? But then knowing that you had a whole full 2018, what would you say you guys sold in 2018? And also even right now, that's building that MIA for you all. Like within the 2019 time frame for you guys. Does that make sense for you guys? I'm sorry.
Yeah. All
right.
Heavy. It's heavy.
It's real heavy.
Lee, you want to start? So I can start.
So. Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
They're like tossing it, y'all.
Right on. I'd say going into 2018, we were super pumped. We were very motivated. Like, all right, let's do this. We had a lot of creative ideas. It was still just the three of us at that point. It was me, Lee, and Andy. We were pumped. I'd say, the first 4 months of 2018, we did a really good job with, creative content. We did a lot of music videos. That's a majority of the chunk of our, creative content came out in that time, is video-wise.
Definitely.
Yeah, and that was really cool. That was totally, an area of growth. It's, you can even see, from our first music video to, maybe mid-2018, there was, a lot of growth there. And it was cool kind of, all of us, pitching in ideas and kind of getting this, idea of a, creative vision.
Yeah, melting, watching it come to life.
Yeah, for sure. So that was super cool. I'd say it definitely... as soon as we got Alex on board, it was awesome in that, the business aspect of things got way better. I'm not a businessman.
I'm the press pass, guys. I just want my pass.
I'm not super good with that stuff. But Alex here is fantastic at that. And so that definitely helped as soon as he got on board, kind of took charge and was like, all right, good. Getting all the stuff together. And I think there was maybe a little bit of a period where it maybe took a little bit of a step back, or at least it felt like that way. And that's mainly, I'd say, just because life was just evolving.
Changing.
Me and Lee graduated from high school, and now we're in college. So it's getting used to all this change. So kind of there was a period where it was maybe a little idle. Just chilling, kind of figuring out, okay, where do we go from here? I don't think any of us wanted to obviously ditch it. We were all into it, of course, but it was just all right, we got to figure out how do we do this? And I think now we're finally getting to the point where it's all right, we kind of are back to being fully motivated. We have new ideas. And So yeah, so now looking into 2019, absolutely. I'd say we're super pumped, or I am super pumped as far as like the creative aspects. And I'm studying film in college, so that's like a lot.
Absolutely. That's a whole new life.
Sharpening.
Yeah.
So just like cool little skills that I'm picking up here and there that like hopefully I can like apply and whatever. But yeah, somebody else talk.
Cool. He's like, I'm off the mic.
Flicks.
Yeah.
Manifestations of action.
Yeah. Kind of just like coming off of that, like we were super pumped going into 2018, and then some things happened. Some like Andy, who was like started it with us, started doing something else. He was like managing an artist, and like that kind of took up like all his time. So the team kind of changed, and just everything kind of changed. Like life, like he said, we got into college and stuff. Yeah. So like ever since the start, nothing's really been consistent for more than like a few months, because we always like something's
always,
like,
fluctuating.
Yeah, something. Yeah. So
something's a bad thing.
Yeah, no, not yeah. No. It's just how
growing pain.
Yeah, the way life goes, I guess. Yeah. But I guess looking at 2018 and how things went, it was it kind of had to happen in the sense that like we were able to learn from it. And like the biggest thing for me is now going into 2019. Trying to stay connected with everyone and trying to keep the ball rolling and trying to stay motivated myself to keep working.
I feel that. Because I'm like, if you think about it, everyone has their, we broke it down.
No,
oh
no.
My gosh. Okay, hear me out. Everyone's 90s babies in here, right?
2000.
No.
98.
Oh, you know why? I was going to say, because I was doing the math, and I'm bad at math, but I was doing the math, and he was like, well, we graduated high school.
Right,
and
I was like
that means they're like 2019.
What is cool?
So it's 2019, so you're like the two Y2K babies.
But it's we're going to bring
turning
you guys
19 in less than a month. March.
See, Y2K. Look at that.
Yeah,
see? Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Okay, when you guys were born, they thought the world was going to end. I just had to
literally.
It's
so, like, am
I
alive?
I remember. Oh God. I remember the Y2K like mania. Oh my gosh.
So I was just kind of paralleling. You guys know about Power Rangers.
You're right.
Clearly.
Mighty Morphers, right?
Check it. At the final stage, though, right? And on top of even like Transformers,
yeah,
right? When
same
you think
thing.
About the element that, I would say going back to Power Rangers because it's more stronger. The element of each character, right? At the end, everyone creates this big ass auto, like, pretty
what
much
was his name?
Like, I don't even know. What was his name? I don't know what the name was.
I forgot his name.
But getting back to my.
Who? No.
No?
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
When they.
Like that big,
when they
like.
Used to all come
final
together,
stage.
Green Ranger,
like,
Black Ranger, and then it's like the big mortar.
I didn't even know they did that. I grew up watching Animal.
What?
Okay,
that's a sidebar. I have to know.
Listen, I was watching.
Why you grew up watching that Animal Planet?
It's cool. I'll watch it too at night. Like, nothing's on
at night.
You know.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
nothing's only at nighttime. Though.
Literally, just a little koala bear and the little.
Were you
trying
to be into like the animal? Were you listening to Crocodile Hunter?
Yeah.
Okay, I was
you
like,
look like that kind of guy.
Like,
he's
like,
that we're tackling
like the stingrays. Oh gosh. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
But to your point. To your point, Chelsea.
Yes. So. Those who know what I'm talking about, I probably have head nods right
here.
Yeah,
you do.
So, when you think about the final stage of like Power Rangers and whatever they create, whatever that name is of that entire like little big great
bot.
everyone has their own element that builds into that, right? Like that final stage. And so with that, you just pretty much like, I would say, Lee just kind of put the icing on the cake of how, you know, everyone has adding in that element, but to know that you guys are fluctuating with a purpose, right? Like when you think about that growth period where you guys are MIA, literally, when you are in that pausing state, you're really manifesting into what you need to build into. So with that being said, I would say like, what's your, I would say your own personal reflection as to what you want to manifest into Street Noise, like within 2019 specifically, like this is what I want to do, Jason, this is what I want to do, Alex, this is what I want to do, Lee. Like, what are you guys is like that one like key that everyone is going to input into that, that big bot.
2019.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Well, I think we still have a lot of figuring out to do for the direction we want to go in with 2019. But that is not because we don't know what we want to do. I think we have a great idea on what we want to do. The hardest thing is, I don't think anyone in this room, but speaking on us, we have no intentions to be average. And so, that's my big thing is, you know, let me let Jason do his creative side of things. Lee knows more than anyone regarding the culture, and who to scout, who to bring on, who to work with. What I want to help do is find the gaps in the marketplace. There are so many magazines out there.
Absolutely.
We've talked about doing podcasts. We've talked about doing X, Y, and Z. And I think what all three of us need to do, and we've got some great photographers who also have some great ideas on, what we all need to do is just keep sitting down and just kind of like scanning the landscape and seeing, you know, what's kind of working out there right now, what's not working, and what do we really love, and how can we kind of find our niche market.
That's so great.
Because the whole market is 100% diluted right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, magazines are plummeting. Everything. Yes. No one even talks about Pigeons and Planes anymore.
No.
Lyrical Lemonade, I feel bad for Elliot Montanez because that man's pumping out articles and I know there's not that many people reading them. So respect to him, but that market's going. Yeah. So now the next frontier is video.
Yeah.
So, you know, being college students, being on a budget, I think for me at least the biggest challenge, but this genuinely excites me, is finding how can we take this to the next level and really solidify ourselves as a player to be reckoned with and respected in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to a Lyrical Lemonade or a No Jumper.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying we're going to do exactly what they are, but trying to find how we get up to that level while still being pretty niche and loyal to Chicago. It's a challenge I think we're all looking forward to.
That's what I was going to actually ask you, was what do you guys feel is signature to Street Noise as a brand that's different from these other outlets, like you said, Lyrical Lemonade. I'm thinking, like, What's the Word TV.
I'm thinking of Fake Sure Drive.
One. Who else? College Kid. I don't know what they're doing anymore. I don't know if you guys heard of College Kid. It's like, used to be like a blog. They used to drop stuff. Kind of, I don't know what they're doing now. But they were based in Chicago, if I'm right. But what do you guys feel is signature to you all? Because you say you're trying to find your niche, find that thing. But I feel like you kind of have it already, too.
To be honest.
But, so what do you expand on that?
Yeah. I don't know. Jason, you can also say something here. But I think right off the bat, what sets us apart is I think we're younger than pretty much everybody else. We're like 18 to 20, I guess, right now. Also, I'd say more relatable in the sense that we really work with like the underground people, and that's kind of like the mission, is even if we do get bigger, we still want to work with kind of
the little guys
to give them a platform. So
yeah, that's your demographic, right? Like you said, niche, but then also looking at demographic, but then also I would say even deeper in that, right? Like, what exactly within them can we keep their anticipation, like, with? You know what I mean? Like, there's probably one thing in the signature, because I definitely got to ask y'all, like, the signature of Street Noise, but just kind of extending from your niche, like, you keep in mind of that demographic, too. Like you said, at the end of the day, when you guys are, like, our age, not saying, when you guys are our age, right, that demographic still stays the same, right? Like, you're still growing with that demographic, where you guys are still holding it down, you know? So, yeah, I got you guys. Y'all cool on it.
And
yeah.
I think he had...
Well, kind of like the big picture dream that, like, we've kind of always, like, talked about and, like, had in the back of our minds is, like, Street Noise would be, like, a city-based thing.
Okay.
So, like, obviously we're Chicago now. And if this were like
Chicago now, as in where were you?
As in if
branch now. Okay, I got you. Got you.
Meaning, like if like we could get the opportunity, like the big dream would be like, okay, we're Street Noise Chicago right now, but then there'd also be a street noise in New York.
I feel you.
LA.
I feel you.
So it's like, and each city focuses on
that city, that culture,
what's on the street.
I like that.
What's like going down in the streets of this city?
Yeah. And that I feel like will be key to your signature, because Lyrical Lemonade is just like strictly based
just
here,
Chicago,
right? It's just Chicago. So Fake Shore Drive, Lake Shore Drive, Chicago. So I feel like you taking that and trying to say, I'm going to franchise this out and 100%. Have it do the same thing in different areas.
And that was exactly why we said it was originally called Chicago's Based. We wanted to eventually, if this went somewhere, we wanted to be able to branch out. And you can't really branch out in L.A. or New York with a magazine called Chicago Based. You know? So that's why we went with Street Noise.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, so it would, like I said, kind of just like revolve around what is popular, like what's coming up in the streets of whatever city, and whether that is more mainstream or, but like Lee said, like definitely the little guys for sure. Like that's always.
I think that's the challenge that I love taking on is figuring out how do we turn this into a business where we can afford to expand like that.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like cheeks, but it's real. When you work with just the little guys, you have to think about how are we going to make this an actual business,
mm-hmm.
and how are we going to make money to sustain ourselves working with people that are have smaller audiences and have a budget.
Wow.
So I think for me, and obviously with my team as well, but this is just what I think about at 3 a.m. is how can I kind of structure this so that we can work with larger mainstream artists
as well
as our main source of income, throw big shows for them, yet still have this online portion where we showcase smaller acts. And right now what we're doing in Chicago is obviously the music videos are big, but what I love doing, and I think we all love doing, is throwing shows.
Mm-hmm.
So we've thrown a couple of shows now, and we're, you know, getting ready for the next one. But I think that's a great way to showcase talent. And so if we can work with larger artists, or a lot more mainstream artists, video-wise, content-wise, show-wise, and start to really start letting smaller guys, because it's our show, we have to say, start having smaller guys maybe open up. You know, again, it's all business. You have to really look at it that way. But I think finding that medium between mainstream and underground is what we're really striving for.
Man.
That's kind of what we have to.
That's what we've been on, bro.
I feel it. I can see her feeling it. I know she feel it.
Listen, I can't stop nodding my head.
It's still nodding my head. Because this is exactly what Invisible Podcast Radio represents, too.
Right.
I see a lot of parallels between Street Noise and us. Like, we're literally going through that same thing right now for 2019, how to figure out to keep the underground, like, the little guys. You know what I mean? But still go mainstream, because that's what birthed the idea of Invisible Podcast Radio was to highlight the invisible artists and then highlight them along their growth. But at the same time, now that they've grown, are we still highlighting the invisible? That was the thing we were trying to balance, because our whole name is that where the invisible will always be heard, and we're making a platform for emerging artists. So when the artist has emerged and now they're mainstream, it's like, dang, how do we not keep that authenticity to what made us and still grow as a brand and be still invisible in a sense, but we're kind of mainstream now. We're not so little anymore.
Yeah.
Us, we're not even the little guys
anymore.
To
be honest,
we're trying to like...
It's like, what's the business model?
Right? You're still working
it's
through
terrifying.
Our... It is terrifying.
Because it's like we're growing with the artists.
We're growing with the artists,
giving them that platform, I feel like, has enabled so much growth. Like, not only for ourselves and the people that come after them, but then also the people that we have grown with, right?
Yes.
But then I also look at it, too, in this lens, knowing that... Like you said, I'm just being real. I don't think we're mainstream. I feel like we're a local, recognized, but then we're also, shout out to Cali. I'm literally shouting out Cali right now, because any city that you can think of is listening to us. I kid you not. Like, we're hitting over 8K view, listen and plays on SoundCloud from the first show that we dropped in November 2016. So all love to every person that clicked play, that clicked any track from season 1 or 2, like all love. Right now I'm just shouting that out.
No,
but
that's good.
When it comes
same
to literally, but when it comes to just the transition of us, though, I feel like we're not, like I said, not mainstream, but we're growing as like, not, we're not a straw. Hell no. Like, we're more so of a bridge. But I'm thinking of like, when you think of like how much traffic, right, comes ongoing and incoming on a bridge,
okay.
I feel like we're literally those bricks that is holding both, that comes in and comes out, but we're controlling what is coming in and what come out. When you think about it, like the fact that we've had so many people, either that we'd be like, you know what, hold on real quick, let's put these, you know what I'm saying, these people out in the front, right, a little bit before the ones that, you know, is damn near in our inbox all the time, but knowing that there is a specific vision, right? Like you said, Alex, there's a strategy more so of how to create that border between mainstream, because we've had people, literally, we've had folks tell us from just outside, like followers and listeners, tell us that almost every person, not even almost, every person that has came through our show doesn't remind them of a mainstream artist.
Yeah.
And that is what we need, like to know that you can't compare us to nobody, let alone the people that are on our show. Like, they have that distinct. You guys have that distinct. You feel me? Like, it's not of, oh, yeah, I thought of, like, fake sure and I wanted to like do a part two. No, like you're already Jason having the vision of like, yo, like we're hitting like three cities. I'll give you guys 3 years. You're gonna have another city. Like seriously. For real. Because to know that the strategy and the business mindsets are so young and fresh, like you guys are young. Yes. You feel me? Like your mindsets are very open and sponge to the point where you're specific to even what you even want your sponge to absorb. You feel me? So keep going, like for real, because I feel like with us, you know, we've been a platform to so many people, but only few really take advantage to that platform. Yeah. You feel me? So yeah. IPR, we're not mainstream, but you can't compare us to that. You know, either. So yeah. 100%. Yeah. Give us social medias, you feel me? What are some things you guys got coming up? Give me some, just give the, you know, the listeners just the forefront of where they can check you guys out.
Well, lads, what are we doing today?
Okay. Well, immediately after this, what time is it?
It's approximately 1:05 in Chicago, Illinois.
Heading over to shoot a music video for Chicago rapper Hate Sunny.
Shout out Hate Sunny.
Cool.
He's awesome. Everybody listen to his music. Mm-hmm. Pronto.
I feel send him our way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. He's awesome. So that's cool. What about, you want to talk about some of the shows?
Yeah, so I'm currently managing this phenomenal artist by the name of Hefe.
Shout out Hefe.
Lee's on it.
He's the hype man.
Perfect. I was going to say like, Lee. You the in the ad-libs.
The low-key ad-libs.
I mean, it's just these really are like my favorite artists in the city by far.
Yeah. So Hefe and his good buddy, Psych the Drug, they're phenomenal artists. We're planning a show for them coming up. So I'm still trying to lock in a venue, lock in a date. But I think we may try to get a music video with either both of them or one of them sometime in the next couple months. So that's going to be fun. But like Jason was saying, I think one big thing that I really wanted, you know, branch on the street noise is the management. And the guys that I look up to are what they're doing down in Atlanta, Quality Control.
Man,
exactly
QC.
What they did. QC, the label.
He's doing amazing.
And we don't have that in Chicago.
You're right. We don't.
And it's so blatant to the point where, you know, I was on Instagram yesterday. I'm not saying names, but someone was on Instagram on their story saying $35 SoundCloud reposts. When did Chicago start charging each other for putting each other on?
Absolutely.
Man, like so more, many people first do of all, we gonna highlight.
I feel
Louis
like the tire screeched.
Yeah, it did. Cause wow. Wait. Louis Marks, yeah. I'm gonna say this. He says one thing: support Ben Free. He says that all the time. Like yes. You should never have to pay someone to support you mutually.
That's
at that.
Crazy.
Like, but go because the tire screeched
yeah.
For me too. So
you
go.
Said someone in Chicago is charging.
He's so a many people, artist, but oh, a lot really? Of
so I've seen so many people. I can
wow.
name you 5 to 10 right now.
Wow.
And like $400 for hooks?
Yeah.
No.
You're
that's
a,
offensive.
You're underground, oh, yeah. And the guys you're trying to work with.
Underground. Okay, Alex. We're going to have to talk off the mic so we don't offend
literally.
Artists that we work with and not or potentially want to work with.
Yeah.
But we're getting hype. That's why I said it's parallels into what we do. You know what I mean?
It's
like
similar.
We're a podcast. You're a magazine.
Similar.
But this the what you guys, that energy you're getting from the Chicago music industry, we talk about
all the time.
And we didn't get to talk about it. If you listen to season 1, this was not our conversation because we weren't in it yet. You know what I mean? Now that we're in it, like 3 years in, we see the difference. And we're like, whoa, like in this Chicago, not having a label, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy because we're having this renaissance here. And everyone's looking to us for the talent. Everyone's looking at us for the trends. Everyone's looking at us for the fashion right now. Like everyone's
Complex
looking at Chicago.
Coming, y'all. Like,
Complex Con is coming here because of that. Like a lot of things have changed around us emerging as, you know, in this renaissance right now. But at the same time, it's off-putting when you have underground artists that it's like crabs in a barrel all the time.
Yeah.
I say this all the time. It's crabs in a barrel in Chicago. Like, it's literally we're all on the same ladder. We're all
no
trying to get up.
No one is stepping up.
No one's like...
And they're saying, well, there's labels. I'm getting signed. I'm like, you're going out to L.A., but what if you built a label here in Chicago and start building up?
Right, then what? We never have to leave. We don't even have to leave.
It's a domino effect. So my whole thing is like, look, people are like, oh, why do you want a label? Like, why do you... I'm like... Do you understand what I could do with a label?
Yeah. Man, a lot.
For the city, too. Not even
for the
yourself.
City.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I would love to build up parts of well, I mean, that's gentrification, but what I'm saying is I would love to build up that infrastructure. Mm-hmm. The education, like, I grew up going to elementary school where, you know, the textbooks were from
1980,
you know,
right?
Real.
Yeah. I was blessed. I had a great elementary school education, but I did see first, and especially playing basketball. You know, uh-huh. It's one of the sports where you get to travel and see these schools that are in rough areas.
Swag.
No one's investing in Chicago.
No, mm-hmm. Bro.
And to the people that are, shout out to them, because you guys are moving in silence. Keep doing what you're doing. But we do need a spotlight.
Yeah. You know? We got to start outsourcing our
talent.
You
go to L.A. and you could throw a rock and hit the doors of the label. But yeah, Chicago, yeah. You have guys charging each other $35 sound class.
Yeah. Man, you should, even the studio, even like, not even like we're in the studio, but like even the studio people that work with the artists, like building, like making a mixtape or whatever, yeah. The prices I've heard are like absurd. It's, and it's like, whoa, like, that okay, is, what, and, who have you produced right. for yeah, you yeah. to charge and that price? What, like, yeah. Who have you worked with? What is your roster? Oh, it's just a bunch of underground people too. Yeah. And they're, like, that's crazy to me. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's also, like, another kind of goal / dream of ours is, like, once if we do get bigger like that, we definitely would want to set up some sort of studio space.
Oh, we're having a headquarters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
some
definitely.
Sort of headquarters with, like, a nice studio where we definitely, especially the artists that we're, like, working kind of closely with.
Absolutely. Just,
like,
that'll be the home. Yeah.
But
we
also,
just
like,
talking about this place where we threw this show for our buddy Olson North, it's called the Heartland Cafe. They have a restaurant in the front. They've
yes,
got a bar
I know Heartland.
Venue in the back. Yeah. They just closed.
Yeah.
So it's up for
just
sale.
It's open space, bro.
Yeah, I would. We were just saying we'd love to turn that the front in the street where have the a venue where we throw our own shows.
Absolutely.
And
that's so lit.
And
yeah.
Turn the
back
kitchens
offices.
And stuff, back offices,
bro.
Kitchens into studio
studios.
Spaces.
Yeah. Hear me out. If I get some package deliveries in my accounts,
business
you know what I'm saying? Let's get
go.
It. Let's,
yeah,
go.
Let's go.
That sounds like a move. So. Yeah, y'all let them know where they can follow you. Individually, collectively, whatever y'all want to do.
Street Noise Mag.
Street Noise Mags, collectively, separate, my personal, what?
All social media.
Yeah, all social media. Street Noise Mag, right? Twitter's the same
Street
thing.
Noise Mag.
Twitter,
he's
Facebook,
like, I'm not on
right?
that life, so y'all let me know.
Facebook, the same thing
Facebook,
as well? Yeah. All the same thing. Then my personal's Lee Grossman, LeeGrassmann.
Boom, boom.
Had to.
Mine's Cavalier MGMT Management. It's in the bio of Street Noise Mag. So just head on
yeah,
over
actually,
Street
yeah,
Noise
all of
Mag.
Our Instagram. Yeah, go to Street Noise Mag Instagram and
word.
Twitter.
Yeah. Y'all check them out, Street Noise Mag Instagram. Right. Cool, cool. Yeah, so should we give them, I would say, just a little teaser of just like 2019 for us. I don't know.
Do it. You know what? Okay, since y'all gave us a little, y'all talked about labels and stuff. I guess it's only right. So year three. We usually do an anniversary show, but instead of an anniversary show, we're curating a concert.
Ooh.
And before that concert, we're gonna have a mixtape highlighting all the best of the best of IPR that we've had, the artists, everything.
You guys need a recap video?
Hey. If you want to,
we will slide
means.
Out to that event.
Come through. Come through. We yeah. Anybody that want to help, help, please.
Listen,
definitely. But
yeah.
The
more media, the better.
The more
we already
media.
Got, we got our media for the production, but you guys will pretty much just be in collaboration.
It's,
so you guys will make your own video, and we got ours too. So
yeah, so it's a whole thing. It could be a collaborative move.
Yeah.
You guys have artists, but definitely IPR for sure. We're curating a mixtape and a concert based around that mixtape. We're going to be like... Literally a mixtape. So we're going to get CDs.
Literally. Like, as in,
and
if you're not a 90s baby, we're about to put you on.
We're about to put you on. We're going to make you put the CD
okay.
in. But then we're going to curate a playlist from that.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll
we're in the millennials,
digital,
you know, digital. We're going to make it digitize it. But the point is to have
disgusting.
The physical, like, memorabilia for this. Because there's going to be a day that IPR isn't going to be just so invisible. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have this keepsake. Of IPR in its year
earlier
three.
Days.
Yeah, earlier
yeah.
days. And
that's
then you're
right.
gonna have all our best of the best music that we've had. You can't get anywhere else. Like we said, our sound isn't mainstream, but it's definitely different and it stands out. So I feel it. I see it. I feel it coming.
That's just a little bit.
That's just a little snippet. Snippet. We
yeah.
got more stuff, but that's
yeah,
like
yeah.
the key thing we got coming in the later half of 2019 for sure.
Word. So yeah, y'all, thank you. Jason,
thank you
Alex,
yes.
and Lee. Appreciate you guys.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no problem.
This is part one, y'all. We got some more stuff coming. I feel it. Manifestations.
So it's going to have to happen.
Yeah, yeah. All right, guys. So once more, this is Invisible Podcast Radio. It's your girl, Chelsea Sincere-Ray.
And Tamara Elizabeth, the hostess with the Mustang.
Yeah, yeah. So y'all do me a favor and follow us. If not, if you haven't, do it. You feel me? Instagram, you can .com us. You can Google us.
SoundCloud, we're Googleable. Of course. We're going to plug this on SoundCloud.
Tune in, Stitcher, that whole nine.
Yes.
Apple Podcasts, not iTunes.
Yeah.
You got to, like, give them that difference.
I got to get used to that. Because I'm like, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Right.
It's like nobody buys Apples anymore. You just do. Literally, it's the little purple. It's not.
It's like a beacon, right?
I use it every day.
He uses it every day.
Oh, do you want a cookie?
He's going to search us right now.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know it was called Apple Podcasts.
Legit, Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. Yeah. I was saying iTunes forever, so I'm like, excuse me, I'm not that versed. But Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, IG. We're going to get a Facebook. We're going to get a Twitter. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
We should. Maybe not Facebook, but I think Twitter. Chelsea's like, no. Our agent. Showing
literally,
Invisible Podcast Radio.com, and you give yours 215.
Yeah, yeah, you guys can follow me Instagram 215 IMGS. That is my photography brand that I've been holding down since 2015.
Okay,
so yeah,
and I'm T Tim Timmy T E A T I M T I M M Y, but you could just Google me under T I M I R O Elizabeth, and all my things come up, all my work.
Bam, bam, and I'm gonna shout out to the other squad members who are not around us. Miss Nino Blanco, y'all check her out. I am Nino Blanco. On top of Mr. Aquinas Visions.
Yes, Aquinas.
And yeah, just like Mr. Street Noise, you know, y'all can check out the entire squad on the bio.
Yes,
me?
It is in the bio.
The best way to go.
DJ Simba. We got Ricky Ramone from The Heat. Yeah, he's a partner with us. And yeah, we just got the whole squad there. So y'all click them links. Check just us all out individually. Everybody. Collectively, yeah, because you know what? It's
the
like
best the best.
It's we carrying with us, we're all together. Got a squad. Everywhere we go, squad yeah. all day. So, yes, thank you guys, Street Noise Mag, Invisible Podcast Radio.
Thank you very much for having us.
Episode 5, thank you guys, and we outie.
Peace out.
Your love, yes, Friday,
yeah. Oh, wow. In the field, me and Kino, we was posted up, looking for a meal. Hell's Kitchen kept a toaster tuck. Thought I would get killed, cause a nigga wasn't polied up. Tried to call some steel, but the nigga wasn't bold enough. Niggas say they real, but the first to call a police up. Niggas say they ill, what they spitting, it ain't cold enough. Shawty wanna chill, but I don't think she cold enough. Say her brain real, but I don't think she know enough. Who the fuck is 6ix9ine, man? I thought that was a red line stop. I was out in NY, give a shout out to that girl Surah. Long live Maurice, granted 12. Shot them by a green line stop. Out on 4712. Tried to say he had a gun. Yelling fuck police, we made for beat just like a burger bun. Belly shut your feet, the irony we wanna eat. How you rappers beat when you 40?
Yeah, yeah, my heart was broken. She just need a man to pull his love in. She just need a little bit of affection. Girl, I feel ecstatic.
Baby girl, tell me what's happening. Baby girl, don't leave me hanging. All day, all day. Girl, you know I feel some kind of way. Haven't talked to you like all day, all day. No, feel some kind of way, kind of way, kind of way. All day, yeah. Girl, you know I feel some kind of way, kind of way.
Got me leaning like a trust fall. Now you're burning bridges, so my only choice to run from you. I'm sorry, baby, she the only one I lost for. You too good for the dude, don't want none. Tryna pull me out from under, I go hard time. We wish that we would love less than just f*** more. The hardest part about it, you'll still be there when I come home.
Take my soul, take my soul. Oh, God, soul. Take my soul.
Slurring, replay thoughts, now I'm rehearsing it. Jeep swerving, she's cursing, trying to take the wheel. Speed further, poor had to break the seal, yeah. Told you I'm a zombie, on lifeless. Said it won't be easy, you won't like this. Still you're trying to keep me, ain't no psychic. Telling me it's killing me, I like it. Don't you ease my mind, this madness is my fuel. I won't sacrifice my happiness for you. I just splash another in a tube. Time is passing by so slowly I can move. Drugs wanna raise a white flag. I could try to stay sober, no, I'll take them right back, yeah. Climbing to the clouds with these white ladders. I know when I get there I won't have to fight back.
Take my soul, take my soul. Oh God, soul. Take my soul.
Down for me, and let me squeeze, please, please. up on clothes. I don't drip on. Ain't no way. I just stand my dough. I've been coast to coast.
Winter come up, I ain't coming back. See me on TV, you loving that. You ain't the same way that other man. Let me take you to the wonderland. Let my life roll the dice. Pay the price of me is nothing. Dirty light, dirty money. Keep it coming, budget. I make money off the public budget. Money off the budget.
Wonder where I've been, I'm out of sight now. Oh, here LAX, we take a flight. That my lifestyle.
Low my guap, need it right now. On my jet for the pipe down. Hit it and I quit, now the lights out. Get it how I live, that my lifestyle. Stay.